Okay, we're on the top of some of Tess Amun Aleph, eighth parak of Peyot. Amr of Haishia. Masiso Amr Ken with Uven Levi Nemun La'ilam. So the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that a Ben Levi is believed always, meaning he's believed to say that he took off the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. Rav Mana Bai Uven Levi Nemun La'ilam Afilu B'Shvius. Is a Ben Levi believed even on Shvius? Now, what the meaning of this is exactly requires a great deal of explanation, and it requires knowledge of a Mishnah in Yodayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. So, if you look up in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel in Yodayim, it happens to be a fascinating Mishnah. It's there's a whole list of Mishnayos explaining what happened. Bo b'yom, on that day, their blessed Azariah became the Rosh Shiva. Remember when they ousted Rabbi Gamliel? Is that right?
Yeah.
Ha! I'll tell you. It's all connected. Anyway, Bo b'yom is the series of Mishnayos of what was said. Bo b'yom, all various different halachas, not totally unrelated. Don't try to figure out the connection. There's no connection. But in Mishnah Gimel it says, Bo b'yom Amru, they said. Now we're talking about Amun Umov. Amun Umov, by the way, you should realize Amun Umov really is two types of Amun Umovs. There's the part that was given to Reuven, Reuven Gad Chatzi Shevi Menashe. That part was Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Remember, Eretz Yisrael, that has a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, L'chol HaTorah Kula, okay? But then there was another part of it which was not Nechbash and had certain dinim that were put on it, Midrabanan. And the dinim were put on at different stages in history as well. Now, Rabbi Siyata Deshmaya here, from Shmaya, what's his name again? Greenbaum, Shmaya Greenbaum. So Siyata Deshmaya, you use his Perish. Okay. So he says, let's see, does he give you the different times? He gives it over here. Yeah. So there's three lands which are near Eretz Yisrael. One's Bavel, one's Mitzrayim, and one is Amun Umayyad. Okay? Now,
what about Syria?
Syria is Kibush Yochid. That's a different thing. These are the three lands which there was Bavel was a Gzeiras Hanaviim before Churban Bayis Rishon, and Mitzrayim the Zakenim of Bayis Sheni after the Zman of Ezra HaSefer, and Amun Umayyad that was after people in Eretz Yisrael had settled in Amun Umayyad in those areas. So there's three different time periods that there were Gzeiras. Anyway, so this is what it says over here. So let's talk about the Hafrashas Trumas and Maitras. So Truma and Maaser Rishon are taken out every year, of course, and Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni take off different years. He brings a very cute remez. Alma Ovda Haaretz. Ovda is Aleph Bey's first year, second year, and Dalet Hay, the fourth year and the fifth year. Those are the days of the Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni. And then the remaining years, three and six, right, Amma of the Haaretz. Isn't that nice? And the remaining years are, it's easier for me to remember the years than it is to remember this Ramos. So, our Maaser Ani. Okay. Now, let's see over here. Let me just go through all this stuff here. Now, let me just read you the Mishnah. So, Bobiyam Amru, on that day they said, Amun Umayyad Mahem B'Shvius. What is the din as far as Shemitah is concerned? Amun Umayyad. So Reb Tarfon went ahead and said, he's Geyser Maaser Ani. Okay, Maaser Ani. That is to say, that during the Shemitah year, I'm just going to give it a shortcut here, because there were so many Aniyim, there was such a need for food, so he was Geyser that there should be Maaser Ani in Amun Umayyad to supply the Aniyim food. During the Shemitah year. We're talking about the Shemitah year. So it's year seven. Normally, as far as the cycle is concerned, normally there are no Trumas and Raisos given that year because it's all Hefker in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a Din Drabanan, however you want to describe it, we're going to see in a second. It's quite a high level Gzeira.
But this year, but it's in the seventh year, there's no income. And what are you giving Maisroni?
Maisroni is what grows. No. It's in Amun Umayyav. It's a Chutzlaretz. There's no Din Shemitah in Chutzlaretz. Right? It's Chutzlaretz. So there's no Shemitah. So the regards are this. So obviously, so what just to give you what Rash Cirillo says, this is where I'm getting this from. Take a look at Rash Cirillo. He says, Afilu Bishvias. So is it true that the Ben Levi is believed even in the Shemitah year? So Rash Cirillo says, Kigol Ba'amun Umayyav. In Amun Umayyav, where the halacha l'moshem yisinai, the Mishnah call it halacha l'moshem yisinai. Some say it's mamash halacha l'moshem yisinai. Some say it's not mamash halacha l'moshem yisinai. It's not clear, but it's interesting to note that something could be called, even though it's on a drabbanan level, halacha l'moshem yisinai. It's fascinating. To do ma'asun ma'aser oni b'shvius, like it says in Yadayim. Ubavadai the mafrishin shom meiser rishin doha iskish del nachla. So, not only did they give meiser oni, they also gave meiser rishon. Okay, umibayle the gemara here is asking a question. The avagav the inanoi baretz. Even though in Eretz Yisrael there's nothing being noheg right now, the cholasonets have a hefker because it's a shemitah year, right? Don't say that therefore the Levi is going to, talking about the Levi Amma Aretz, he's going to say, this is Chutz La'aretz. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing going on. So over here in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to make Zeres. Forget about it. I'm not going to listen to anything they say. That's what you might have a half a minute to say. So Kamash Malon, the Gemara over here is telling us it's not true. It says La'olam and Ben Levi is nem on Meiser. Always, even in the Shemitah year. So because it's a big problem here what the Gemara is talking about. What do you mean the Shemitah year? The Shemitah year, there's no Meiser. So what are you telling me he's nem on the Meiser? So we had learned before the second shot that he said that it's stuff that grew earlier and it came into that year. Very dark shot. This shot is the best shot. There is actually a din of Meiser Ani in the Shemitah year if it's an Amun Umayyav. Gevaldik. Okay?
And he's believed that he gave it.
And he's believed he gave it. He's believed on it. Correct. Lo'ilo. So that's a statement.
Okay. Who gave what? That the owner of the field gave to the Levi? Meiser Rishon.
Levi gave Meiser. Levi gave
Meiser.
You have to be careful here. You're asking a good question here. Whenever we say he's Neman over here, till now, whenever we've said he's Neman, it meant he's Neman to say that the person that gave it to him was Mafreshet. Not that it's his own produce, that he was Mafreshet, because he's an Amaris. To say about his own produce, he's not Neman. Right?
He gives Trumas Meiser.
He gives Trumas Meiser. Is he believed the Trumas
Meiser? No. One second. Hold one second. Let me backtrack here. He's believed to say he was Mafrish Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. That's what we said before. Just one second. Let me go back to the Mishnah. Let me just go back to the Mishnah one more time. Ben Levi Nemon. Levi is always believed to say that his produce is Meiser Rishon, that he was given, and thus exempt from tithing. Okay? So, from the 4 again, this is 68b. Amaretz Levi is not trusted to say that he took the Meisers. But just as a poor Amaretz is believed to represent his produce as Matanas he got from Lechet Shukom Peya, so he's also Levi on Ma'aretz is believed to represent his produce as Meiser Rishon that he was given. All right. So that's what we've said till now, right? never believed he's not Moritz. He's never believed he was Mafreshet. Mafresh Trumas and Maishas. He's not Moritz. We don't believe him.
He has property. We're talking about Levi that has property.
Oh my God! If he could have tevel somehow or other. I mean, whenever we say a person has an amaretz is not believed. So okay, akasha hamaisa. How did he get it if he doesn't own property? Okay, I didn't work out all these little details. Whenever we've said he's Naaman, we meant only one thing, that he was Naaman, that he was given maisa rishon. That's what he was Naaman on. But for him to say, I was Mafresh Maestras from my produce, he's not Naaman, because he's not Maoritz. But Trumas Maestras he is. That is correct. Because we said yesterday that just like Truma itself is a Chiv Misa, so too Trumas Maestras is also a Chiv Misa. So he has a Naamanus on that. Okay, very good. But your kasha, your point's very well taken. So over here, by the Shemitah, what do we mean? What do we mean here?
He's believed that he took Trumas Meiser on that boat.
So he's believed that he took Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon that he was given from someone else in Amun Umayyav. Correct. That's right. Okay, let's go on. Amar Abun Bar Pekiya, Nehmar Ben Levi Leima, Meiser Baruhu. That he knows that it was taken by the owner because he saw him taking it. It's clear. It was clear to him. I think that's what it says in 4. He saw the owner separate the Maaser Rishon. The Pratchim and Hasheni, and exempts it even from Maaser Sheni to say that, right, we believe him even Legabe the Maaser Sheni that it was taken as well. But if he says it was given to me as my Sarishan without seeing the person being mafresh to my Sarishan, or if he says it's his own produce that I was mafresh to my Sarishan from, and in the money he's not believed. Okay? That's what I just told you before. Which is exactly what the Mishnah says, that you can't do, you are only believed to say that you got Maisa from things that people normally take Maisas, or when talking about Matnas Aniyim, things that people normally give the Aniyim. But, but things which is not the practice, such as the next Mishnah, which we're about to read, which says flour they don't usually give, you're not Nemon. Kaini Masnisa, the Mishnah is saying, Nemon Moldov Shekin Derpani Adam Noisden Kain. That, so one second. So what was it? What are we doing here?
Here it says no again.
So what's the difference? It's implicit. Let's see. Ainan Amonim al Dabar Shekin Derek Bnei Adam Nohagin Kain. That indicates that the report on Amonim Arts is not accepted unless it's supported by common practice. 8. It's unusual to separate the Mises without the Levi present. He's not believed. In other words, he's saying, right, that's what it means. In other words, if the Levi, I forgot about this point, normally when people take off Maisers, they won't do it until the Levi is present, so I take the Maisers off and I give it to him, he's right there. But if he says, the guy told me he was Mafresh the Maisers, but I didn't actually see him be Mafresh the Maisers, that's not the usual Anahaga. That's proof that what we just said, the Gemara's Deicha, this is not a good Raya, because what it means is we're not talking about that idea that the person isn't normally Mafresh Maestras without seeing the Levi there. It's referring to the idea of the things that you normally give, which is you usually give raw material. You don't usually give soles as Maestra. You usually give raw material. Okay. So let's keep going. Next Mishnah. Neman Malchitim. So the belief to say that he was given wheat kernels, and a lot of these things we're going to talk about are both just it's synonymous. Lekach Shekopeya, or if it's a Levi Meiser. Or Meiser Oni, right? Lekach Shekopeya or Meiser Oni. Those are the two things we're talking about here. So you're believed to say it was given to me as chitim. You're not believed to say on kamach and on pas, not a bread or flour. No one of asar shal iras, you believe regarding rice in a hull. And no one of Allah bin Chaim, which we can't say it's hulled or it's cooked. No one of Allah pol, you believe whole beans. And no one of Allah pritzim mechaim ben vushalom, not if they're raw or cooked. Not if they're crushed, whether they're raw or cooked.
Because it wasn't
shekin dech. That's not the way people give it. Correct. No one of Allah shalom lo mashal meiser ani. You could say that the oil is meiser ani. Why do we pick out Meiser Ani over here as opposed to Lechet Shechem Peya? One second.
They gave Meiser Ani from oil after it was made into oil.
Yeah, I guess Lechet Shechem Peya, it's still the raw material. Yeah. But Ve'enu Nemonim Olive Lemon Shalzei Se Nikufum. Nikuf olives are a very poor quality olive, I think it says on the bottom. They are olives left attached to the tree after the general harvest. They're left as a gift to the poor. Nikuf is based on a certain pasuk. And it says here, the Mishnah of Chala considers these olives as gifts for the poor to pick. It's not common to make oil from these olives because they're not fully developed. They cannot produce oil. Or because it's impractical to use the small amount of these olives left over after the harvest to make oil. Therefore, poor Am Haaretz is not believed to say the oil came from Nikuf olives. Okay, that's basically what it says over here. So they're not believed to say that the oil came from Zaysi Nikuf. Normally, they're believed to say they got raw vegetables. They're not believed to say they got cooked vegetables. Now, here, this one is a little tricky. I thought when I read the Mishnah that even though vegetables normally you don't get like a chicken and pay it from, like we said, because they're not machnisa lekiyum, and I thought the Mishnah was talking about those vegetables which are the exception to the rule, such as, you know, onions and turnips and radishes, things that do have a kiyum, which are chayav and like a chicken and pay. That's what I thought when I read the Mishnah. However, the Mefarshim explained, no, we're talking about the Gros says it explicitly over here. If you take a look, Nemonal Hayerek, if you have the Likut Mishnayis Eliyahu on the side of the Gemara, I don't know if you do, the Gros writes, that Koi Davka Al Meiser. We're talking about Meiser Yerukis over here at this point in the Mishnah. Forget about Lekhet Shechon Peya. They're not Chayav in Lekhet Shechon Peya. So when we say that they're Nemonim on Yerukis, it's referring to Meiser. We're talking about Meiser Yerek, which is Drabonon. And they're believed to say what? What are they believed to say? But it's Meiser, right? That this was given to me as Meiser. So they're believed to say that this was Meiser Yarek that was given to me. That's something you believe. But Einan Malmal Vushal, but they're not, you know, they don't give out Meiser cooked. Elam Ken Hayel Davar Mamuot, unless it's a small amount. If it's a small amount, so then sometimes it says, sometimes when the owners will be making dinner and they have the vegetables cooking in the pot, a nice soup, and they say, oh, I forgot to take off the Meiser. Call the local ani, and we'll give them some Meiser ani from the pot.
So this thing about the small quantities only with regard to vegetables, not the other things in the Mishnah.
Yeah, I would. I think so. It says in the brackets, with other species, footnote 17, the brackets. If it's other species, such as grain, mentioned in the beginning, even if the owner forgot to separate the tithes until he had cooked a potful, he would not separate them from the pot because they're uniformly picked and keep for a long time in storage. So therefore, if you forgot, you just go into your pantry and pull it out of storage. You wouldn't give from the cook part. Okay? So that's the answer to your question. Okay, excellent point. So the Gemara asks, Maoshi Nemalomra Khitim didn't leave no shisa like Isan Kama. What if an Amar says, I was given it as a raw material, but after I was given it, I ground it up and now I have flour and this is the flour. So is he believed to do that? The Gemara says, of course he is. Of course he's believed to say that. It's interesting, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam makes it into a migu. The Rambam says he's believed, mitoch, he's believed to say that the Baal Bas gave me a little bit from the cooked pot, so he has like a migu. It's a very interesting Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchos Maisos. Take a look over there. Hayah kol yadam sharev hansoy leket, afilu kainen onemot. Now, here, if everyone knows that most of what he brings into his house is leket, he's nevertheless not believed to say that they gave that he was given flowers leket. Okay, so on the bottom in 21 he says normally you'd say called parsh meruba parsh. So rova, what he has in his house is leket. So you don't say that over here, because it's like I think they say it's a non sadi or something. The only way in which the Amma Aretz will be given a flower, I mean, this is the way I understood it. We said earlier that if a person forgets to give the Matnas Aniyim, right? So he has to give it, even if he took it home, even if he made it into a challah, he has to eventually give it to the Ani. So there is a way in which someone could theoretically end up having an obligation to give it as flour, right? It's possible. It is possible. But it's just not that there. It's just so unusual that that's not likely to have occurred. And therefore, because after all, for a person to do that, he had to be over the Isra of Laisachala, he had to be over Laisase. And he had to not have remembered until way down the line. And so that's just not reasonable, and so we're not going to believe him. Okay. Let's go to Samach Tesla on base. Tony, if you don't know, let's suppose it was the custom to go ahead and press the grapes, the olos grapes, into wine. Then the poor person would be believed to say the wine is made of olos.
But he's the one that
did it. No, this is a mokum shenagulios darken. Where right? If his wine was pressed from grapes, then he.
So who would have done that work? Why would the Balabaita have done it for the Yoni?
Footnote number one says clearly. Generally, it's not worth the trouble to press olos into wine, either because of inferiority or because of small quantity. So his claim to have pressed olos into wine contradicts common practice. However, the Braisa teaches us that if the local custom is for the poor to press grapes into wine, then he would be believed to say, oh, 1 second, he's saying he did it?
He's saying what I said.
Wait a second. Oh, I thought he was saying that he got it from other people.
Would be believed to say that he did so.
I'm sorry. You're right. He pressed it. I made a mistake. I didn't realize that. I stand corrected. You're right. You're absolutely right. So he's believed to say that he pressed it into wine. In other words, normally it's not done that way, but if it's the derech, the poor people do it. And that's how it stands to reason. That's why it follows the thing with the flour. So he's believed to say the kernels he got, he made into flour. Same way, he's believed to say that the olos he got, he made into wine, if that's the derech. Okay. With the kavah saying, and similarly, if it was these inferior olives, which we said before, normally would not be made into oil, then if it was a place where they did make it into oil because there was a lot of zeisi nikuf there, then he would be believed. The same thing. Okay. They're believed regarding raw vegetables. So the Gemara just quotes a Maisa Shahaya, which is, just illustrates the point. Elaine, the Vase Asi, it was in Asi's household, so they had Bashan Yirak, they had cooked vegetables, Inshin Misakne, they forgot to take Maisa, Slak Gamliel Zugo, so then Gamliel, the barber, went up, Takne Mingoglifso, and he tied it from the pot, meaning he took the Maisa from the pot directly and gave it to the honey at the doorstep. Okay? Again, This is Meiser Ani. Yeah. Okay, next Mishnah. Now, then, the introductory note of the, there's a little bit of an introductory note here, where he says that there's two psukim regarding Meiser Ani, where one pasuk says, Venasata, you give it to them. One pasuk says, first pasuk says, Vihinakta, you should put it down. What's the difference between Vihinakta and Venasata? Vihinakta means in the field, where you're not in control. The Ani's there, the Anima there, and they take it from you over there in the field. Venasata is more of you're giving it out. That's you're handing it out from your home. You have more control over the distribution. That's what he says in the introductory note. Anyway, I'm not sure exactly what the reason that for mentioning that now is. Maybe we'll understand as we read it a little further. Now we're going to talk about how much, what's the minimum amount you give the poor person in the threshing floor. So, the shear we're talking about here is two seudas. So all the foods here are going to be the amount of two meals. A kav, half kav of wheat, kav of barley, meirim or chatzi kav, half kav. Kav of chetzi kusman, kav and a half of spelt, kav gargos and mona dvela, kav dry figs or mona of pressed figs, or kiva and a pras, he says, no, not a not a mona, but a half of mona, I think that's what it is. Right, pras is a half of mona. So half a month, he's going on the dvela, the pressed figs. Does he disagree with the dried figs, which is a kav? Apparently not. That's footnote 13. He points this out. It's a question. It's questionable. Is he arguing also on the dvela? Okay. Chatzi lo yayin, half log of yayin, Rabbi Kiva and Revias. He holds it's half that amount. Revias shemen, a quarter of log of shemen, Rabbi Kiva and Revias shemen is eighth of log of shemen. Shol kalaperos, what about all the other fruits? Amar b'shol, he'll sell them and buy with them the proceeds for two meals. Now, of course, let's talk about the oil for a second. What does it mean, oil for two meals? It doesn't make any sense. You don't need oil. Oil is unhealthy. It's mazik. So what must the oil be? It must be oil that was used, I guess, as a dip. So the amount of oil you would use as a dip in a meal for two meals, that would be the amount of oil. That could... No, this is the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. If you look at the bottom of the Gemara on this page, it says, "My time." The Gemara asks. I mean, I'm skipping a little bit. But I want the person that's leaving to hear it. It says, "For ochlo b'sharecha v'saveo, they'll eat in your gate and they'll be satisfied." So we want them to be satisfied. So that's how we know you got to give them two meals. Okay. Call to him. Okay, so no, one more. Yeah? Sagiza. Tani, Raiva Irez, Kula Tavlin. A quarter Raiva Irez, a quarter kav of rice, Kula Tavlin, a kula of spices, Litra Yarek, Litra of vegetables, Shleshes Kav and Haruvim, three kav of carbs, Chasi Log Yangin, half a log of wine, Revia Shemin, a quarter log of oil, Sari Gaisim, 10 nuts, Chavisha Fraskin, 10 peach, 5 peaches, Shneas Rhinum, 2 pomegranates, Esser Gechon, 1 Esser. All those represent the amount needed for two meals.
It
could either mean the amount of food that you need, or it could be the condiments necessary for the food that would be there for the two meals. As we mentioned by the oil. So the oil didn't mean oil for two meals. It means oil that you dip your bread as a condiment.
When it says one asterisk.
Right. So what could one asterisk be? I'm just going to tell you what I think. I think it means, so you take the asterisk, you squeeze it into your tea, and that's it. That's how much you would have during two meals.
What
there's nothing in an asterisk. Asterisk has.
It's a lot of food here. 5 peaches, 2 pomegranates.
So it's different. Some of the foods are it's going to be the actual food that's going to be the meal. Mm-hmm. And some of the foods, it's just the condiment. It depends which
flavoring
or whatever. I don't know what an ester could be used for, frankly. One ester is much nothing to get out of an ester except perhaps a little bit of lemon taste into a tea.
Or you make it into jam.
You know how many estrogen you need to make jam?
No, I did.
10 to 20 esrogim to make a half a jar of jam. It's nothing in them.
It's very pulpy.
It's got the peel is this thick.
What do I make the jam out of?
I'll tell you the truth. I've hardly ever seen esrog jam. I mean, maybe you have. I have hardly ever seen. Anyway, whoever eats esrog jam needs refuah shleima. Anyway, it doesn't taste good. My time. I mean, I don't know if it was an esrog that Chava saw. I don't know how it was nechmada eats lamachol. What is she eating over there already? Okay, whatever. My time. What's the source for this ruling? Maybe the esrogim and Gan Eden were very big and they had a lot of pulp in them. I don't know.
We had that before.
They were much bigger, right? My time up, because you have to give them enough to be satisfied. Okay, it's 9:02. We got to hurry. Like they say, but give them enough to satisfy him. Chizkiah shall avoy. So Chizkiah asked his father. This is a very interesting chakavataya between Chizkiah and his father. He says, "We know Elaine Shiuraya." He asked your Shaila Shamsi, "Where do we know these shiurim from?" So Amalei, Ahon Sarora, with this stone, Smeich Hadobrosa, support this cypress tree, so it should not fall. Voodoo, this is like voodoo. So 26, where is it, over here? He says over here, Chizkiah's father had no interest in entering into a discussion regarding this matter, perhaps due to the fact that these amounts were known as a tradition. Any hypothesis regarding their source would be speculative at best.
So he was redirecting
the conversation. Rash Cirillo explains it differently.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
What?
What are you going to say?
What he's going to say now. Chizkiah's father is offering an analogy. How could such a small amount be considered provisions for two meals? He explains, just as it's possible for a small stone to play a significant role in supporting an entire structure, peaches can serve as an appetizer or a dessert, and five are sufficient for two meals worth. Thus, a small amount supports an entire meal. Okay, so there you have it.
2.5 peaches
for meal, right? Whatever. A little peach pie.
That's what I'm saying. We're trying to make it doable.
Okay. Rav Chananya of Yosef Kumi Rabbi Chananya was sitting in front of Eli. He would say the basis and he would refute them. In other words, Amratam and Vuhustar, he'd say another reason and he'd refute that too. Amalei, La Kulan Vistar Elamivne. So Rabbi Eli said to him, it's not always proper to refute, but you should support. This is like what my wife says to me all the time, right? 28. Okay. In his second reading, he explains the text of the Venice edition. Lo balon mistar elamivne. The bathhouse keeper does not demolish, but builds. So too, nothing positive will come from your questions, besides denying us any possible explanation as to the source of these amounts. The purpose of a question must be to attain a better understanding of the subject. A question that does not lead to that goal is worthless. Okay.
It's not just to hear your own voice.
Yeah, whatever it is. Rabbana Tanya, 4 liters, 4 liters of vegetables is a minimum contribution for Meister Oni. Okay, so basically before we said 1 liter, now he's saying a dissenting bright, so that says 4 liters. Next, the mission is, finally we say, Amrav Lazar, v'chein le'eruv. This is the amount of we need for an Eruv Tchomin. An Eruv Tchomin, you need, what is the amount?
Each one of these things can be used? No.
When making an Eruv Tchomin out of any of the foods listed in the Mishnah above, the same amount that serves as a minimum for Maaser Ani may be used, which is 2 meals, I guess, right? For an Eruv Katzeris, only bread can be used, so that's not relevant, right? So for Eruv Tchomin, though, I've heard this before. I've heard that for an Eruv Tchomin, some people would bring like a container of mustard, like, you know, a little French mustard, squeezy, because that would be your Eruv, because that's enough, you know, to supply you for 2 meals. And that way you have your Eruv.
Enough more mustard.
The mustard, it doesn't spoil. No one's going to take it.
That's what you eat for 2 meals, mustard?
That's the condiment for 2 meals.
That's the condiment for 2 meals.
That guy's still living in a dorm.
Okay, Rabbi Stein, that was it. Kol tov.
Been a pleasure.